much for making this wonderful piece of art, Velchio. It's really, really very, very kind of you. After all, when we have birthday, we it should be a happy birthday celebration. And I hope I'm not too much on the clouds here. Also nice when you said so nice, don't fly away please. I think you have prepared one chord. Then it's not possible. I'm obviously very, very much moved by your kindness upon me and my and the attention which you give to me. Today I'm only for 5 minutes in my preaching role. You usually see me as someone who wants to help you and wants to preach to you, but I'm an ordinary person. I'm just trying to serve a little. So, but of course, I have very deep convictions in deep things which I would like to share to you today, to share with you today. I want to talk about something which I feel is very important for you to understand, and you will have to be with me for 5 minutes. I will be in my preaching role, and it won't be so easy for you, because I want to bring you further from where you are at the moment to a place where you can go if you want to go there. This morning I was thinking, this is obviously always the general theme of my lecture, but what will I tell the devotees who have come to celebrate my birthday? What will I tell them? That will make them understand that, I guess, first of all, what I believe in, and second of all, I'm trying to find the words. Yeah, how I view you, I guess. How I feel you should advance or can advance. Today in the car, I went through mentally through a list of all of you, and I was then thinking very deeply, what do you really need? And I believe you need all a house which you build yourself, a house which will give you shelter in your own spiritual life, a house in which you can go and you can call it your own Vishram Mandir. This is a word which Rupa Goswami uses in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He says, I'm writing this book really to honor my older brother Sanatan Goswami. And I hope that with this book I will build for him a house in which he can vishram. Vishram means in which he can stay, in which he can take rest and seek shelter. A Vishram Mandir is a spiritual concept. Mandir, I think you all understand, means temple. And Vishram Mandir, in my understanding, means a temple in the heart, an inner temple, a place which you have inside of you. A place where you can always go and find rest and shelter in your life. Rupa Goswami was building with his Magnus Opus, his great work on bhakti, a temple for his brother. But really, he built this for all of us, for all the living entities who are also Sanatan, eternal beings. And with the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which was composed according to the guideline of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he actually built a shelter for the conditioned souls in this world. This temple has to be built. Don't think the institution is this temple where you can take rest. Don't think even that what others build, a place like this, which is a beautiful, it's really, look at the colors and look how even the small details are in place, like the Fußleisten, I don't know what that is in English. It took a lot of endeavor, especially for those who are in Croatia and who are used to only half-built houses because of the taxes and all. This is a fully built house. It is, I think, one of the few full-built houses in Croatia. But even this place will not be able to give a permanent shelter to you if you are not, if you have not worked on your own temple, the temple inside the heart. If you are an external man or an external woman who is totally dependent on the external circumstances and the circumstances which the mind presents, the mood swings. Yesterday you felt good, today you feel bad. After 1 hour when there is prasadam, you feel good again. Then you feel bad when you have to go to the bathroom. You have to build, we need this place where we can go. And no matter what is there in the outside world, rain or snow, pain or disappointment, we can go there and we can be happy. I think you understand that in the spiritual understanding, the mind is also the outside world. It's not the real world. It has nothing to do with the inside world, but if you have not learned to be at home in your spiritual place, the mind and the body will totally influence you like an ordinary person. My dear devotees, we have to be very clear about this. If we don't have an inner place which we have constructed over many years, our Krishna consciousness may be an imagination only. Therefore, Prabhupada would always start with the fundament of spiritual life. He would tell it so often that some of us started to close our ears to what he said. He repeated it up till we were 10 years in the movement. And some of us said, when are we going to hear something new? Prabhupada also did talk about something new, but mostly, if you look through all the lectures, he talks about the fundament of that spiritual life. Why? Because he must have seen that we had been lazy and we had not yet built our fundament. What did he talk about as a fundament? He said, you are not the body. You remember the sentence? You must have heard it many times. You must have heard it, we say in German, bis zum Abwinken. That's, like this. You are not the body. That means you are also not the mind. It's not you. If you want a spiritual life, you must build your inner temple, this Vishnu Mandir. on this basis, this is the fundament. First of all, one must understand that he is separate from the body and the mind. You know, it's a classical sentence. Or I will speak further in the language of Prabhupada. Not theoretically, but practically. You know, the theoretical concept, this is easy. But as a practical realization, Krishna, it seems to be difficult when I look at you. How will you understand that you are not the body in a realized way? Hare Krishna. There's only one. In our tradition, there is one possibility. It's by sadhana, by spiritual practices, which transfer your consciousness from the material level to the spiritual level. What this means is that you lose your connection with the material level, the level of the body and the mind, and you come to another level of consciousness. Have you ever noticed that when you were in a kirtan and you really gave yourself into the kirtan, you didn't listen to your mind or your body, but you really tried to chant for Krishna? Have you noticed that when you were stopping the kirtan, you looked around and it was different? Have you noticed that? Maybe at the beginning of your spiritual life, when you were diving into a kirtan, you looked around. Usually, one of my favorite services is to lead a kirtan and to really try to bring my audience to a point when they give themselves into the kirtan. I always pray to this, where they make the breakthrough. So then after kirtan, have you noticed how everything is silent in your mind? And most of the Hare Krishna devotees who are not spiritually so mature then start to laugh in an irritated way. Huh? What is this? What was? They don't know how to communicate any longer. Now the older Hare Krishnas, they go to the mobile phone and do something to get back on their level of consciousness where they usually are. They talk to the people with whom they usually talk. But you have just gone to a place. Now, every psychological person will give you a material explanation for this. The mind has been taken by the loud sound vibration into another place. That's the explanation. I mean, I will not give you a detailed explanation of this so that you don't believe it. But spiritually, something else has happened. You have been surcharged with the spiritual energy, and the proof of this is that you lose your material desires. You are no longer plagued by the material concepts. You find solutions, spiritual solutions, in the direction of more surrender to Krishna, to your life. So this was one of my is an example which I wish to use to make clear that you can transfer your consciousness from the material level to the spiritual consciousness, to the spiritual level, but only by sadhana, by spiritual practice, like chanting, for instance. I myself had an experience of this in Varshana. In Varshana, see, this year I didn't want to go to India because I had such pains. No one dies from the pain which I had, but it was enough to make me climb the walls. And I didn't want to go to India. The hygienic conditions, the hot climate, this and that. But then I thought in my mind, spiritual life is shown when you, with the question, where do you take shelter? Do I take shelter in the Western comfort zone with my pain? Or do I take shelter at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna? And of course, the answer was very quick. I mean, I could also not have imagined to not go to Vrindavan. It's just not possible for me. But I understood. One has to take shelter. If one is if one's consciousness is on the spiritual platform, one looks for shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. If the consciousness is on the material platform, we look shelter for material things. People, medicine, money. Some look for shelter even in their fears. Because they are fearful people, they feel, they gravitate towards fears. We take shelter in misery. Yes, you have heard correctly. We, when our consciousness is on the material platform, we take shelter in our own misery. We like to, although it pains, we just roll around in the dust of lamentation. So, the whole art, really, of spiritual life is to transfer our consciousness. And for that, the easiest way, which I find, is to go into the temple of the heart. Basim is a businessman who has discovered in Montenegro a very nice full-wood house for only 20,000 euros. Is that correct? 20,000? 20,000. Full house, 150 square meters and so on. I think, Basim, you should become convinced of saying even the best house, if you don't have an inner house, an inner temple, is a place of misery. The mind will not allow you to be peaceful in the good wood house if it is attached to the material platform. One desire after another will come and not give you peace. And according to your maturity, one after the other, you will quarrel with people in the house and you will feel miserable. Inner temple is very, very, very important. And the foundation is a practical understanding of you are not the body. Then you have to construct the walls. The walls of this inner temple are made out of Sharanagati, the processes of taking shelter, to accept things which are favorable, and to reject things which are unfavorable are the starting points of Sharanagati. This house will have many, many rooms. And inside the house, if you are, you will find that there is Krishna in the temple of the heart. You know, God is living within all of us. The Lord, the Super Soul, is living within all of us. My dear devotees, where do you think will God live? In a dirty place? Even an ordinary king comes to a palace, or in the modern world, to Sheraton. Sheraton is a hotel. Where will God come? He will come in a place which is beautiful. Of course, He is already there, but He will reveal. But He will. He is in His own world, on the spiritual dimension. Krishna will come in your heart only when you have prepared it as a place for Him. So I know that you are all tired, and I see that some of you look around, not really being present in the presence. So I will not talk very long today. I just want to say to you, from the deepest place in my heart, please start to build your house now, or as soon as you can. Please think about this concept. Please don't not think about this concept. It's something which I want to give you. You came to give me presents. If I say, no, I don't want your presence, that would be very rude and very bad. I also have presents for you. If you say, no, I don't want to look at this, it is very rude. It's very characterless. Please look at this and see what this could mean in your own life, to build a deep spiritual place within you where you meet Krishna. Think about it. I'm really requesting you to think about it. You have to, I can't give you your house. You have to build your own house. I can give you some materials, or I can hint to you where you can get the materials, but you have to go to your own Kiesgrube. Kiesgrube means a place where you can get little stones, building materials. You have to go to the woods and get the wood there. You have to be a little bit, you have to make a switch. See, in the beginning of Krishna consciousness, we always said, Prabhupada built the house in which the whole world could live. And I thought, wonderful, then I don't have to do anything. He did everything for me. And this is preached. It is preached. You remember the sentence? It is true also in one sense. But it does not mean that we don't have to take responsibility for our spiritual life and start to build the house inside of us. I want to now tell you, if you start building the house, you will go, wow, wonderful. You will actually start to fly. You will go from, oh, Yashvi, it's a flying Vyasasa. Yes, but I'm making a point. It's not about flying, really. So you will learn to use what is there. Your spiritual strength is just waiting for you around the corner, and you will move forward. You will really start to experience a different perspective as you rise in your consciousness. And you will look, and you will become very, very different. I remember, I want to tell you something where I could see for the first time what this means to be on, to me, to be in a different place. There was a woman, a Mataji, who had a little teenage child, very beautiful, like some of you are. Oh, so beautiful. But she, the teenage child, had leukemia. Is it leukemia? That is something with the blood. And it was sure she would have to die. So both of them were disciples of Srila Prabhupada. And they came into the room of Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan. And they were crying. The mother was crying and the little child was crying. It was sure they would have to die. Now everyone in material consciousness would have started to cry. But Prabhupada said, please don't cry. Every one of us has to die. Why do you cry? As if the mother doesn't have to die. As if something so new. As if I don't have to die. And then he said something. If you leave, and if you are in Krishna consciousness, you will take release from the material world. Shocking. The poor mother cried more.
She wanted to hear, oh, so sorry, so sorry, so sorry, oh, so sorry. Prabhupada said, please think, think.
Mother started to think. And she began to understand in the presence of Srila Prabhupada, who had realized it. Yes, we are eternal souls. She started to remember what she had forgotten. And even the teenage girl,
you know, little teenagers thinks of boys and cloth and lipstick.
Even that teenage girl started to, oh yeah, oh yeah, thank you. All the I have asked others about this. This Mataji and her daughter. The daughter had a very exalted passage. Was very happy. She said, "Don't cry. I have the mercy of Radha and Krishna to be in Vrindavan." The mother, of course, little crying is there. That's natural, but a very happy crying. So this is a different. It's a change of perspective, which happens when you leave the material platform and go to the spiritual platform. It is realized. It's not theoretical. So please build your own inner space. I'm trying to, because this lives so much in me, I'm trying to develop a seminar on this for the outside world and for the devotee world. I will use different vocabularies and different techniques for the devotee world. I will give it. It will most probably be my first seminar to build this inner spiritual place where one can go and take rest and have a Vishram Mandir. What I personally do, but I'm maybe different from you. Before I go to bed, I see the Yamuna, and I go to the Yamuna and then lay down on the banks of the Yamuna and sleep there and come happy into the world. But this maybe is a different, you may have to have a different technique, different things. But you have to build the foundation really, and the walls, and the roofs, and the doors. And now, those of you who don't think in pictures, I will make it extremely simple, because sometimes some of us are not thinking in analogies, but in concrete things. You have to build your spiritual fundament. That's all. Hare Krishna. I trust that you will be successful in this endeavor and become very enlivened, empowered Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who are very happy in their spiritual lives and who join a happy association of Mahaprabhu's dancing Vaishnavas, the Gaudiyas who dance into the kingdom of God. I think this is a very good concept. Please be happy in your spiritual life, and when you are not, just understand it's the mind and it's not. There is something like an automatism. If you remain a humble devotee, surrender to your spiritual practices, whatever ups and downs you have, you can say, it's not real, really. And when you need someone who reminds you that it's not so important, go to the assembly of devotees who are fixed in their Krishna consciousness, and they will be able to help you at a time when you need it. So I wish you a wonderful festival. I will now go back and become an uncomplicated, happy celebrant if you don't create problems for me. I mean, I should say it like this. Oh, you know, English is not my mother tongue, so what I wanted to say, I would like to now become a child who happily celebrates a happy occasion with nice and happy people around him. That's it takes so much work, you know, to always preach. Oh, it's not that I do like to give such basic lectures, but I feel really it's my duty for, otherwise what am I doing if I'm not reminding you of spiritual things? But I also like to be uncomplicated and just happy and fly on my flying Vyasa-san for a good idea. Let us please repair this. I need two wings to fly. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Lord Nityananda Rama ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.
Yeah, thank you very much for the very nice, deep, inspiring lecture. Yes, and now we would like to make the break.